Blueface baby.
Nice to have you, man. How you been, man? Glad to have you, man.
My God.
Listen. We need to get a set schedule.
How you doing?
Set schedule. I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Hear you loud, my guy.
Loud and clear?
Hmm?
Come on. Awesome, man. How
yes,
you doing?
Sir. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Let me know when you back, man.
Oh, man. Had to now get my headphones, man.
Awesome.
Had to get the headphones. Yes, sir. Had to get the headphones.
You locked in? You locked and loaded?
Locked in. I can snap at any moment.
Oh, I like it. But before we get to the topic at hand, bro, let me tell you something. I get the Dollar General, my man. They only have 24 packs of water. So, okay, I'm going to get my 2 of those.
Okay.
I get to the cash register. She start ringing it up. It came out to be $10 for 2 24 packs of water.
That ain't it.
I told her, take it back.
For real.
Take it back. I'm all right.
I take two-liter bottles then.
2 liter bottles.
We using cups today.
I agree, but let's get back to the topic at hand.
Hold on now, before we get to the topic. I'm not too fond on Dollar General lying in their title and family. You feel me? If it's Dollar General, why y'all taxing me $10 for 24 bottles of water? You feel me?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, if I'm at Dollar General, I'm expecting not to spend no more than $10 and walk out with a good amount of stuff.
False freaking advertisement.
Come on, man. See, that's not it. You feel me? You can't be lying like that on your resume.
Exactly. The only brand store that don't lie in their resume is what it, Dollar Tree?
No, I think it's Family Dollar.
No, Family Dollar. They bad too.
Oh yeah. Dollar Tree. Yeah, Dollar Tree and Dollar General about the same thing, if you ask me.
Yeah, they about the same thing. Yeah, but Dollar Tree?
Dollar Tree don't lie. You feel me?
They don't lie.
It's a
you know
dollar.
What I'm saying?
Everything
they
a
keep
dollar.
It 10 toes down.
You feel me? And I respect that.
That's what I'm saying. I get a box of cereal for a dollar.
A dollar. Granted,
that's what I'm saying.
It might not be the most. You feel what I'm saying?
It
might not be.
It might not be the public choice.
Ain't it?
But
it might not be the frosted flakes, but it's gonna be the flakes that's frosted. You feel me?
It's gonna be the flakes that's frosty, man. Put a sprinkle on that thing. Go and
come on,
some frosty
I gotta
on
this right
flakes,
out
man.
The snow.
Some cornflakes with some sugar.
Come on, man. Stop playing with it.
False advertisement.
Exactly.
That's what I said.
Topic.
It was awful. Mm-hmm.
Come on,
no. Top 5 artists, man. That's the topic of the day. Top 5 artists.
So, are we doing?
Do you
want
to start it up?
Or of all time? Or we can do both.
Let's do right now.
Right now. Okay.
Right now. Current. Let's be in the current.
All right. Well, in my opinion,
let's be in the now.
I think people look at me differently when I say artists, because I don't look at record sales. You feel me? I don't let that dictate the value of an artist. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I like to look at how they affect me as a person, and how they affected, well, how they affected me and how they influenced me. You feel me?
Absolutely.
So, my top 5 right now, I'm putting Wale from DC. Might not be the most popular in the opinion of in a court of public opinion, but Wale. I'm not going in order. I'm a big fan of Nipsey Hussle. He's in my top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he's not the most profound rapper, but what he does outside of rap is why I really, really respect Nipsey Hussle. You feel me? Who else? I'm gonna put Jermaine Cole from North Carolina. Kendrick Lamar from Compton.
I'm digging the choice.
Now that's crazy. I got 2 from my top 5 from California. and I'm from the South. Oh man, so should I throw a South rapper in there? I'm not gonna do it.
Hey, you don't have to. You're not entitled to do anything you don't want. You're entitled to your own line of music.
Number five. Ooh, see, five, I alternate a lot, you feel me? I was a fan of Logic, but I'm not feeling his new music, you feel me? I'm not feeling his new music, so I'm going to put a grimy nigga in there. I don't know if you listen to him. My nigga Dave East. Dave East is probably in my top five.
I dabble a little Dave East.
He give me that grimy feel, you feel me? I don't know. I might put my dog Rameek Williams from Philadelphia. I don't know. Yeah, that's 5A, 5B right there. You feel me? Exactly. Yeah, that's my top five.
That's the top five. Well,
go ahead. Throw yours out there. I'm listening.
My top. I like how you said you kind of like you listen to people that kind of influence you. And you know stuff like that, and it's kind of hard to pick the top five because a lot of rappers that's not publicly known have influenced me more than the people that's already out.
Exactly.
So that was a tough one, but like I said, my top five. Like I said, I ain't gonna have many artists that's well.
Yeah, exactly. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
First and foremost, ever since a couple years back. Mm-hmm. I have taken the liking of Mike Jenkins.
I feel like I heard that name. Yeah.
He dropped an album. I think it was an album, whatever EP, whatever it called, The Waters, and most of his music is mostly about, you know, trying to find that inner peace, you know, to understand the real definition of love instead of just throwing it out. He was more of a. I wouldn't say conscious, but he was more trying to level you out, let you know that you're still human.
Exactly.
Like, this is still real.
I like music like that.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's one. Like I said, this is not in order. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
Nah, I might say this, and you might look a little funny.
No.
But I'm just gonna say it anyway.
I'm listening, all ears.
I have heard some of his old music. Up to now, and I'm liking what I'm hearing, so I have to throw in Trippy Red has worked his way up.
Okay.
He has worked his way up, bro. He actually can rap, and she raps about. Yeah, I'm feeling it.
I got a couple. I got a couple of his songs on my playlist.
Like he's working his way up.
Though. Okay, I'm listening.
Let's see. Oh man, on the spot. I gotta go, my boy. Ye. I'm sorry. Hey, he's not.
You're canceled. Not... You're canceled.
No, man. I'm sorry, bro. Ye is still going down in the history books. I don't care what y'all feel about him. He's still going down in the history books, man. Y'all might not approve of what he's doing publicly, and the couple of singles he's dropping, but. Y'all, we can't forget about 808s and Heartbreak. We can't forget about Graduation, Dropout. We can't forget about Yeezus. We can't forget about My Beautiful Dark Fantasy. We can't forget about that. We just can't forget.
And I'm not going to forget about him saying slavery was a choice.
See, I feel as if people need to understand he wasn't saying they choose to be in slavery. He was saying as a whole... You could have had a choice to uplift. You could have had a choice to uprise. Like, okay, for example,
I'm listening.
Harriet Tubman.
Mm-hmm.
Harriet Tubman, she was put in slavery, but she chose to rebel and free other slaves.
Exactly.
So she chose not to be a slave.
Exactly.
So she fought against it. That's what he meaning when he said slavery was a choice, because you choose to continue to do what your master told you to do. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But people ain't gonna think like that because not, like I said, in today's time, like we talked about the other time we was talking about social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody starts seeing
for face value,
T.I.
for surface value.
Yeah, yeah. All they start seeing all the public people saying, "Oh, I can't mess with him. This and that." The fall, and now okay, they bandwagon just cause, but they never really got to understand what he really mean. It was just the stuff they was getting, like the 30-second clip or what the news wanted them to see or what TMZ wanted them to see. They didn't really think on their own about the topic at hand. That's why when people come at me, I don't got time for them because I know they ain't thinking beyond what they just looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, bro, like I ain't gonna get too much into it because we can go on a Sunday. Yeah, we talking about
we can put a pin in that and we gonna pick this one up a little later.
Let's put a pin in
I'm gonna pick your brain on this one a little bit more later. So you got right, Trippy. But
I got Trippy,
Jenkins, and Ye. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's three. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta get my boy Kendrick Lamar in there, cause
his last album was a classic. If you ask, he got a classic with I think Kendrick got He got about three classics under his belt.
Yeah, yeah, he got them type of classics like Tupac and Biggie. The hype people still listen to them. That's what type of classics. Like, you'll still be listening for a minute. Yeah.
Classics.
So. Yeah, so I gotta throw my boy in Lil Wayne in there, man. Lil Wayne came out with some heat, some lyricists,
Listen here, if you ask me, people look at me crazy when I say this. Lil Wayne, in my opinion, might be the best rapper to come out the South, and this is with Andre 3000. Now, granted, Andre 3000 is the best pure lyricist, but rapper. I'm sorry, Lil Wayne had a span from like 2004, 2003 to about 2000 before his incarceration. Mm-hmm. The greatest span in hip-hop history, I think. Mixtapes.
And albums. It goes unnoticed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Mixtapes, albums, all of that.
I just can't famish that. It goes unnoticed.
The drought, one, two, three... Sorry for the Wait, No Ceilings, which in my opinion might be the greatest mixtape that came out ever. The drop, 1, 2, 3. Sorry for the Wait, No Ceilings. Oh, the dedications, and you got the Carter 3.
They got the Carter 3.
The Carter 2. I'm starting it off right at the Carter. I'm starting it off right at the Carter 2 when he on the cover with the Wraith, with his pants sagging with the Forces. So that's about 8 albums right there. And the Gold. Features. I am a beast. Feed me rappers. Feed me beats. I need a leash. Like Lil Wayne had a span for about 8 years where he had a game on lock. I don't think nobody talks about his run enough.
Exactly.
He had an incredible run.
And it's sad.
It's crazy. Like the drought. 3 might be is a very tough mixtape. Very tough. Very, very tough. And you got No Ceilings. If those two were to drop his albums, they'll probably be platinum.
Oh,
they'll probably
platinum
be
off. Hands down.
Like, No Ceilings. No debate. But could it be platinum because they're all samples? He killed everybody else's beat.
And then you got the I Am Not a Human Being. 1 and 2.
I like the second one. That's like
yes.
Can we put I'm Not a Human Being?
Come on, man.
I don't want to give it
Listen,
to
Listen. Come on. I say,
that's this like man that's came... like Tito Jackson. You feel me? His run was Michael. That's Tito Jackson.
Oh my we
gonna
gosh, man.
We're going to accept it, but you know.
Man.
He like LeAngelo. That's like LeAngelo of his discography. Lonzo and LiMelo in the league. You feel me? Like, okay.
I can deal.
Yeah,
I
like we're going to accept it, but it's like.
I can deal. You feel me? I can deal. But long story short,
he like the Draymond. That's like the Draymond of the roster. That's the Draymond of the roster. That's the Kevin Love of the big three.
The cocky motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the Chris Bosh of the big three. Like, we're gonna accept you. Like, you in the big three, but it's like
exactly. Like, don't talk too. Don't say too much. Yeah, ain't it, bro. Don't say too much.
Don't talk crazy, cause you can get kicked out at any moment. You feel me?
Like, you going thin ice?
Exactly. But long story real thin short, ice.
Like, long story short, the man's been the lyricist since almost day one.
It's me, LT, like when you heat butter. Nobody has ever. I can't fathom. Lil Wayne said some of the craziest bars ever, bro. His wordplay is incredible. His wordplay.
Yeah, have you stopping your tracks and be like, "But what?"
At one point, Lil Wayne, like you listen to Lil Wayne, I don't know, bro. We living in hell like a deep breath. I can probably name Lil Wayne quotable bars all day, man.
Yeah, hey, man. We got the time in the world.
Wayne has a very nice discography run. Now, granted, Sorry for the Wait 2, I could have did without.
What about any of the dedications?
Dedication after the 4.
After the 4?
D5 was
Yeah.
He had a couple bangers on there, like the You Ain't Even Know It song. You feel me?
It kept us prolonging into the album. It kept us stable.
Mm-hmm. Now the Carter Five, I'm actually fucking with it. I'm feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the prom Wayne? I'll give him like Carter Three when it comes to albums. Nowhere near Carter Three.
Most definitely. See. Okay, if we compare, Carter Three, the Carter Five can't take it.
No.
But the Carter Five, it's by far the most.
It's probably his best piece of work that he put out recently.
It's
probably way.
But it's like way different from any thing he ever put out, though. Mm-hmm. It's so different because you could tell in his writing as a lyricist, you could tell the different flows and the different choice of words he used. Like he still got it, but it was like more thought out instead of just spitting. Mm-hmm. He put a little thought and put a little feeling because he just spit all day.
I really did like the Perfect Strangers, Perfect Strangers, Demons. Did you know he did the Uproar beat before, but he forgot that he did the beat.
Huh?
It was in, like, the Uproar beat is off the Green Rangers song with him and J. Cole. Him and J. Cole spit on that beat off Dedication 4? Dedication 4, him and J. Cole called Green Rangers. Look it up. And they interviewed him. And on that song, he said, "I don't even like this beat, but I'm going to go in anyways on Green Ranger." They interviewed him, and they was like, "You said you didn't like this beat on Dedication 4, but you put it on Carter 5." He said, "I didn't even know that was the same beat."
Mm.
I said, "What?"
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Lil Wayne's different. Yeah, very different. He don't write his lyrics down. He stopped writing his lyrics down like 10 years ago.
And just go.
All off the top of the head, man. That's incredible. Like,
that's talent.
That whole run was basically freestyles all in one tape.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But since we on the Carter Five, I want to know your story on the song Mona Lisa with him and Kendrick Lamar.
I heard it was based on a true story, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm glad people making songs about shit that really happened. We ain't fabricating shit, so.
Exactly.
I'm glad that that's happening.
Since it's based off a true story, I had to listen to that song. The whole song, I had to listen to his part and Kendrick's part, because if it's based off a true story, what part does Kendrick play a part in the true story?
Exactly.
Where does he play a part? Sense? Yeah, it's like, where does it cut off when it's a true story and then it's a true story told by somebody else? Like,
exactly.
I need to know.
I actually like when rappers tell stories. I feel like that's like a slept on art of hip hop. You feel me? Telling stories and songs.
That's what hip hop's supposed to be about. Stories, like, true stories.
Exactly, man. That's why Cole did a really good job on his last album with telling stories. Kendrick's, I think it was Duckworth. really good story mm-hmm. you told. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I actually like when rappers still take on the aesthetics of hip hop. You feel me? Telling stories like Slick Rick, if you take it way back. He rapped a whole story. Mm. Like, I don't think people talk about Bedtime Story, man. I actually got that on my playlist, man. It's a really good song, you feel me?
I'm trying to think. I think I heard that before.
Who was it that told the story backwards? Nas in Rewind. He told the story backwards. I don't know if you heard it or not.
I don't think I did.
You have to check this out. I'm going to drop a gem on you. It's a song called Rewind by Nas. He tells a story, but it's spit backwards. And I'm going to tell you, listen here. This is how a lyrical genius Nas is. This is why Nas is right behind Jehovah when it comes to hip hop to me. I'm so sorry.
I totally agree.
Nas is a pure lyricist. Like, he came out the womb to rap. Like, I feel like certain people have a thing in life, and Nas was just born to rap, you feel me?
I agree. He fall under that category with J. Cole, Kendrick, all that.
They were born to rap. He told a story back, and I'm going to tell you how crazy this is. He said sayings in the song backwards, like, there he goes. He said, go he there. Are you feel me? He was saying stuff. Like, it's crazy. Like, you got to listen. It's called Rewind. I think it's on Stillmatic. He on the cover with the orange jumpsuit. It's called Rewind. You might have to check that out, man. Really good story.
Yeah, I'm at the. Hold on. Let me check this. I think I found something.
Mm-hmm. He told the story backwards. They was on a block. He said, go he there. I was like, he's spitting. And my first time hearing it, I was high. I was like, my mind was blown. Like, he is telling the story backwards and saying references backwards in a backwards story. Like, I think if hip hop had a Hall of Fame, that song should be in the Hall of Fame.
Blew your mind.
Incredible.
Put him in a trance.
Incredible. I was like, this is the most. That might be the most impressive. Like, you know how hard it is to tell a story in a song, but to tell the story backwards from end to beginning, it's incredible.
Hold up.
It's like it's going to reverse, bro. It's crazy. Go he there. And you know I'm such a pure fan of hip hop. I was grinning from ear to ear when I heard this song. I think I listened to this song like all day when I first heard it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to slip that in my music category. Add that to the playlist.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm about to slide that in now. I'm at the listen to that. Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm at the add that to the playlist. Yeah, that's the playlist.
Actually, I like G Herbo's story, Malcolm. That was that was a good story that he told with that one.
And listen, I appreciate him doing that because like I said, I don't know if it started from Slick Rick, but Slick Rick did this. Like, he did a story. And after that, I think Meek Mill did a story.
Oh, Tony Storrs, yeah.
And then, you know, Rico's story. And Rico's story. Malcolm's story.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, would this become a series with her?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think in Malcolm, he got jammed up at the end, ain't it?
Yeah, he got jammed up.
Okay.
You see, like, because only one that had, like, a part to it, like, different, like, two part, three part was Rico's story. Mm-hmm. And then,
Tony's story had,
and Tony's story, yeah, and Tony's story. So, okay. I don't know. Like you said, he got jammed up at the end, so I don't know.
My nigga East told a story with Keisha's song, with Keisha.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it's called Keisha. He met a chick and she robbed him. It's called Keisha. And on his newest album, the nigga made a song called Found Keisha. It's crazy, bro. East is slept. East reminds me of, like, East is like a Jadakiss, Styles P, grimy, Benny Siegel type nigga. You feel me? Like, he's grimy. You feel me? Like, Meek Mill is the forefather of that grimy street with mixed with some lyricism in there. I feel like East is behind him on it, and Herb Lucci is in that. Herb in that grimy street. Mozzie. I don't know if you listen to Mozzie at all, but Mozzie's in that most definitely. When it comes to rappers that rap street and that, like, grimy, and they mix it with lyricism. You feel me?
You might have to drop some of that, some of them jewels on me, man.
Maj, yeah, man, he from Sacramento. He got that. Whoa, man. Mozzie, I play Mozzie every Tuesday. And so today was Mozzie Day.
Why every Tuesday?
Actually, I listen to Meek on Mondays, my Meek Mill Mondays. Mozzie on Tuesdays. Wednesdays is Jehovah Wednesdays. You feel me? Because I'm a Jehovah Witness, and that's Bible study day. Thursday is really my West Coast mix. You feel me? I might throw some J-Rock, some Nipsey, some Mozzie, all those rappers in there. Friday is Escobar Day. I listen to Nas on Fridays. No, Forlorn Fridays. I'm tripping. Nas is Saturday. Forlorn, Wale got Friday for me. And I listen to Nas on Saturday, and I listen to my nigga Dom Kennedy on Sunday. I don't know if you listen to Dom Kennedy. He a smooth West Coast rapper.
I don't think I listen to Dom Kennedy, man.
Yeah, I like Dom Kennedy. He from the West Coast. He a chill West Coast rapper that just, you know.
Okay.
I don't really know how to explain. I don't think really nobody raps like him, so I can't really put, you know what I'm saying? He rap.
Yeah, you can't put him in a category.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. He got his own cadence. That's what I like.
Okay. I can understand that. You can't compare. No, there's no need to compare.
Exactly. There's no need to compare when there's nowhere to compare. You feel me?
Exactly. I feel it. I'm all with it. Well, anything else you got on the agenda, man?
We didn't do top five of all time.
Oh, we can do top five all time? Oh, you can be a two-part session?
Two-part set.
Okay, I'm digging it then.
Two-part Tuesdays.
Okay, two-part Tuesday. I like it. Go. What is your top five rappers of all time? This could be interesting right here.
I got two on my list that you probably, I know one that you definitely never heard of. Number one, I'm going in order right now, is Hove. Hove is number one in my book. Hove, Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Jigga. It's self-explanatory. Nas is two. Three, I'm putting Andre 3K on there. Four, I'm putting MF Doom. I don't know if you ever heard of MF Doom before, but he is probably one of the most, I don't know how to. You have to listen to MF Doom. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm at.
And J Electronica 5 are Black Thought. Black Thought or J Electronica. Mix up my 5. J Electronica only has like 5 songs. You feel me? In a mixtape. But the stuff that he says in these 5 songs are so crazy. It's like, wow, this man is in my top 5. You feel me?
I can't remember the last time I heard it. I heard J Electron, but I can't remember. Last time I heard something his, I was like a sophomore in high school.
Yes, that's the end. And he dropped some like 3-4 years within each other.
Other than that, I haven't heard from him.
J Electronica is probably the most. How do I explain it? He's like an enigma. So is MF Doom. MF Doom wears a mask all the time. You feel me? That's crazy. But J Electronica, oh man, like, he says stuff that is insane. Like, Candyman, spit me a dream. Blow a chunk out the levee, spit me a stream. Flood a man house down and build a casino with a $2,000 check from Fiend. I done swam down Shit's Creek and came up clean with a new lease on life like I'm Andy Dufresne.
Bars.
Come on, bro. How what's his name say it? Well, that's fucking bars, nigga. You bars. Niggas don't know about this, bro.
Bars.
Man. It's facts inside of these bars because it's a conspiracy that they blew the levees out in Katrina to flood the Ninth Ward and build casinos. Flood a man's house down and build a casino. Blow a chunk out the levee. Watch me. Yeah. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's gonna touch my heart. Is now my chest starting to beat. My heart rate started.
Swam down Shit's Creek and came up clean with a new lease on life like I'm Andy Dufresne. From Shawshank Redemption, he broke out of jail, but when he broke out, he went through the sewer system. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So swam down Shit's Creek is the sewer and came out clean with a new lease on life. Oh, man. Mm. Yes, bro. Jay Electronica's crazy, bro.
Man, your top five, man. Dang.
Very conscious. Except for Jay-Z, you feel me? He's not the most conscious rapper ever, but... Yeah, man. Yeah. I think that you'll like Jay Electronica.
Yeah.
I think you'll like Jay Electronica.
If he's spinning like that, I'm all for a good lyricist. I'm all for hearing the bars instead of hearing the beat.
Exactly. Oh, man. And like, wow, he's crazy. I can talk about Jay Electronica all day. And the crazy thing is he has like five songs. Exhibit. Yeah, he has like five songs. That's it. Did you hear his, he was on Chance the Rapper's album on Coloring Books. I forgot. Him and Chance made a song. I think it's How Great, if I'm not mistaken.
Man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, my dog Jay Electronica is very, very different.
Dang, okay.
What's your top five sounding like?
Man, I know you could bring out heat so dang fast, man. I don't think I was ready for
that. Hold on now. MF Doom said a lyric that you might like. He said, keep one eye out like I Captain.
I think we just might need to stick to your top five for the moment.
I listen to these rappers like almost every, like, they get about 60% of the spins on my phone. You feel me? Is he a fly guy clapping if nobody hears it? I was like, man, you got a point.
Of all time.
Top five. Okay, man.
Top five of all time. Okay. I feel as if he earned this, like you said, Kendrick Lamar TDE when he dropped Section 80. Audit. Like, I feel like he should be in that top five of all time. He got a position. Mm-hmm. Section 80 was crazy. And then you had Good Kid, Mad City. Oh, man.
The Pimp a Butterfly.
Exactly. So that's one.
Dang. That's a tough one.
Yeah,
Damn in there already. So you got Pimp a Butterfly, Damn, Good Kid, and Section 80. That's four classes right there, Kendrick.
Exactly. And I know we put a pinpoint in this one, but I still gotta go with my boy Ye, man. We can't forget all the jewels this man dropped. Yes, in today's time, he's fucking up the public eye. Mm-hmm. But you can never say that the music he did put out before all this controversy, it wasn't gold, man.
Man, it really was. Like I don't. To be honest with you, I don't know if you agree, but I don't have any Kanye music on my phone. I can't do it. I can't do it, man.
Before this scandal,
I had numerous Kanye West albums. I got to a point where I didn't want to listen to produced songs from Jay-Z, so I said, man, I got to stop. You know, Kanye produced for Jay-Z back in the day, so I was like, hold on, now I can't be that mad. You feel me?
Dang, but we're gonna have to touch up on this topic
again. I used to have all the I had.
I don't.
Beautiful. I used to love My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I thought that was an incredible album. I had all of them. Graduation, Late Registration. I had all of them, bro. I thought his best one was the one where he's like flying away on the bear and shit. What's the name of it? It got Homecoming on it, which is probably my favorite Kanye song.
I don't know if that was Graduation or what. I can't remember.
What's the name of it? It got Homecoming on it. And now I'm coming home again.
I think that's Graduation. Let me see. Let me do a fact check.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite Kanye songs.
Fact check. You said it had what on it?
Homecoming. I think.
Graduation.
Yep, graduation. That's probably my favorite. They got like a little bear jumping off the.
This is right here.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite kind. I don't like Ye, but this is the crazy song, man,
Hold up, man. Come on, man.
This is probably my favorite Kanye song of all time.
I just can't say I'm coming home again. Like, come on. I just can't say.
And he was spitting in this one. He was spitting.
I just can't say. I just gotta drop everything, man.
I had to, man. I said I can't
support this foolishness, man.
I can't support this foolishness, man. I can't support the coonery going on. But yeah, so you got Ye. Who else did you say?
I said Ye. Mm-hmm. Kendrick.
Okay.
I don't know. Did I say a third?
Nah, Ye, Kendrick. You stopped at Ye.
Okay. Ye, Kendrick. Dang, man, this is about to be I'm gonna have to go with Outkast.
Okay, I respect that. I'm gonna have to go with Outkast. They got some solid albums.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to go with them. That's three.
Fun fact: T.I. sold more albums than Lil Wayne.
Only because Lil Wayne mostly made mixtapes.
Mixtapes. I said when somebody told me that, I said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I said the exact same thing, but yeah,
that's just somebody just trying to be smart.
Man. It was like, man, you know, T.I. sold more records than Lil Wayne. Yeah. I was like, well, Lil Wayne has maybe like 4 mixtapes that he can drop.
Exactly,
and he'll be the most. Exactly.
Come on now, okay. So I got Ye, Outkast, and Kendrick Lamar.
That's three.
Man, I honestly. All the time. That's a big bar, man. You can't just throw anybody in there.
That's why I thought about my top 5 list like over the whole summer. Like I stayed in the room for like a week, like reevaluating how I thought about rappers.
I haven't reevaluated, so this is gonna be just bias at the time. It's gonna be bias. Oh man, I don't know, man. I guess I just can't put anybody in there. I have to do
exactly.
I can't just put anybody in there. I ain't just about to throw a name out there. Nah.
Exactly.
They don't get that respect. Nah.
So exactly. I thought about it. If I could have 5 artists to listen to for the rest of my life, like no other ones, you feel me? Those would probably be the 5 that I would listen to. If somebody said you only get 5, you're on an island, and you could take 5 artists to listen to, them would be the 5. Even though J. Electronica has like 4 songs in the mixtape, fuck it.
Now listen. If somebody comes that you only got 5 artists to listen to, I probably can name it like off the rip, off the bat. So, would you consider as your top great 5 greatest rappers if you just like if somebody just tell you?
Because
that play a factor.
Plays
a factor. Like, okay, yo, yes. Okay, I got. Okay, uh-huh. I'm just throw out the top 5 most listened. Like, they be top 5. Like in human, music, rapping history, they ain't gonna be top 5, but they gonna be top 5. That I feel like I want to listen to now.
Exactly, every day.
So I'm gonna just have to go with the top 3 until
get back with me on the last 2.
I'm gonna have to get back with you on that. I gotta analyze some more, reevaluate.
You have to listen. Matter of fact, right now, get on your laptop, listen to Exhibit C from J. Electronica, bro. I wanna be with you while you listen to this.
You say, hold on.
Exhibit C.
Okay. And it's by J. Electronica?
J. Electronica. When I was sleeping on the train, went out a slice of pizza to my name.
I'm about to check this out, man. Listen.
My nigga is crazy. Fuck that. Call me J. Electronica. Fuck that. Call me J. Elect Ramaka. J. Elect Hanukkah. Jalek Ramadan Muhammad Asalamaka. Come on, man.
No, no, no.
like a whole ball.
Yo, he's crazy. And the beat's crazy, too. I forgot who produced it. I think it was a well-known producer who produced that.
Okay.
People don't talk about the producer a whole lot. Like, people don't talk about producers. Like, without producers, just a lot of this music.
I agree. But I think I've seen a lot of mostly producers doing a lot of collab albums.
Well,
I think.
Well, I think when people think about producers, I think of DJ Khaled. You feel me?
Okay. Oh, I think I found it.
Exhibit C. You see his little black ass on the cover.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Listen to him and guess where he's from. I think I might have gave it away with my recent bar I gave you, but guess where he's from when you listen to his music. Hold up.
Like, okay, the cover is like a guy sitting in a chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Tesla. Okay. That's Tesla. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yes, sir.
All right. Please enjoy.
Yes, sir. I'm smiling ear from ear right now.
Hey, I am too. I want to see what I'm about to hear. I'm excited.
My G, the first time I heard it, I was like, this man changed my life. This man changed my life, man. I can't listen to Little Peep, Little Pump, Little Xanax. I can't listen to these niggas no more, bro. I can't do it, bro.
I'm out there.
When I was sleep, like, listen how he come in. When I was sleeping on the train. Oh, my goodness. Yo, my nigga JLX crazy.
I'm going to check this. I mean, okay. Let me see.
And in the rain.
Okay.
And then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells. Live shit, they changed. I ain't believe it then. I was homeless. Tight smoking dice, smoking weed on the corners. And the life and the coronas to the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed him. That boy from New Orleans.
For the NOLA. Okay.
North Philly, South Philly, Bird Chat. Hit that tough talk, I never feel you. But the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you. Ooh, I'm real.
He must was in the area like not too long from like Biggie and them, because he got that flow. They got that, yes. That flow. That flow like that.
Yeah, I think JLX Bali about 40.
Yeah, they got that flow like that.
Mm-hmm. So he not done. He not done.
Like an inch. Check the rock.
Check out hotter than the sun. Check the thermometer. My Uzi spit a ton. Check the barometer. This guy's his lamb. My light is brilliant.
Ooh.
Yo, that man Jay Electronic is crazy.
Ooh, like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This man said he's feeding raw meat to hungry lions disguised as lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Come on, bro. Yo, giving out that raw food disguised as lamb. I sit back and devise a plan. I was like, what?
Yo. Yo.
This man Jay Electronic is crazy, bro.
Wait a minute.
Yo. Jay Electronic is crazy, bro.
Yo, man. Jay
Electronic is crazy, bro. My mama told me never throw a stone to hide your hand.
Was he about to still go in?
I don't think so. I think my nigga Jay chilled out, man.
Yeah, he got to chill after that one.
Bro, I listened to Jay Electronica. I took my shirt off the first time I heard that nigga, man.
I was at work.
Nigga, I took my shirt off, my
dude. He took his shirt off on the clock. It got too hot.
And I slammed that bitch on the floor. I said, this is the music I like listening to. I slammed my shirt on the ground, man. I said,
this statement.
This is fucking incredible.
A bold statement.
A bold statement.
Incredible.
Incredible. I make the devil slap his knees and say to our Father. I said, what the fuck? Who is saying this, man? Bro, I'm telling you,
boy,
bro.
It makes you want to cry.
Man,
it brings tears to your eyes, man.
Bro, I said, man, this is the hip hop I like hearing, man. I done took my shirt off.
Bring tears.
Oh, man, this nigga. Yeah, bro, you got it. I think he got an Exhibit A. I think, yeah, Exhibit A. So, yeah, man. And whenever you get a chance, yeah, man, check that nigga Jay Electronica.
Yeah, I just add that to the playlist as well because I need more lyrics like that.
I spit that one of the rhyming shit, me and my Kadamarans shall remain anonymous, caught up in that finest shit. Spit that media coverage that Obama get. Spit that Nirvana shit. That blow your brains, Kurt Cobain, that Nirvana shit. Hmm? Yo, he be spitting, man. He be spitting, man.
Yo!
He be spitting.
That's heat. That's bars, man.
That's fucking bars, nigga.
That's fucking bars, bro.
That's fucking bars, nigga.
Yo, bro. Yo, I can't.
That's fucking bars, nigga.
I don't think we can top nothing after that. I don't think you can top nothing after that.
Man, Jay Electronica is one of my favorite rappers I ever listened to in my life.
Yeah, listen. I don't think no other topic can top that, man.
No.
We might have to leave up on that, man. The man said, I'm hand feeding raw meat to hungry lions.
It's disguised as lamb.
Disguised as.
Hmm?
Like, cut it off, man.
Cut it off, man.
Cut it off, man. Turn everything off. Turn it off, man.
He is a crazy. Oh, another one you should check out, Road to Perdition.
Oh, from Jay Electronica?
Mm-hmm. That's another one you should check out. That's probably one of my favorites. He start off, I got that black on black skin tone, Afro. Come on. He started talking that shit, man. I said, all right.
He said, all right.
I'm tuned in, Jay. I'm tuned in.
Man, cut it.
Cut it, man. I'm telling you.
Man, you...
I'm telling you. Jay Electronica. I'm glad I put you on.
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. I'm glad we had this conversation.
Yes,
glad,
sir.
Glad we came to.
And you hit me back with your last.
You sitting at the round table.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Yeah. Give me a while on that. But we might have to cut that thing, right? Where we at? 48. We gotta cut it, man. Cause that heat. That's heat. Like, you gotta cut off when it's hot.
Yeah, man. My phone.
Don't cut.
Yeah, man. My phone hot.
it's flaming,
facts.
Bro. Cut it off. My ears.
Facts.
But listen, man. Oh, man. Glad to have you, man. We gonna do this.
Company
again.
Is well deserved and received, I might add.
As well as on you, my brother. My brother, you take care.
Take care, my brother.
And we're going to meet again.
Until next time, you feel me?
Until next time.
Already.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.